This is a dictation for Angela Lee, ANGELA, date of service 1/25/2022, date of birth 7/15/1991, and date of accident 5/25/2020. Ms. Angela Lee is here for a follow-up evaluation. She has been involved in an automobile accident as of May 25th, 2020, where she was T-boned on passenger side as a restrained driver, leading to with the dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, loss of balance, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, along with nausea, vomiting, spots in the vision, loss of vision field, and pain all over, especially in the right side of the neck and the lower back, with radiculopathy to right arm and right leg, and weakness of the right arm. All of these symptoms continued. She has been treated all along. Very compliant patient all along. She has had various, more than 6 epidural injections and 2 sacroiliac joint injection and 1 cervical epidural injection. The patient doesn't want to go for a surgical consultation at this time due to the fear of surgery. She was referred to neurology for brain injury diagnostics to Dr. Matthew Holzman. Previously, she was referred as well, but no treatment ensued, and she has never been able to see a neurologist due to missing the appointment, and a patient has had no brain MRI with neurocon study either. Oh, sorry. The neurocon study was done on 10/4/2021, finding that the patient has suffered from TBI with the multiple organ issues, with contusion of the brain in a contra-coup injuries. She also suffered for right shoulder injury with suppressed spinal stenosis, subacromial bursitis, capsular hypertrophy of AC joint and shoulder joint effusion. The patient also had issues with the lumbar spine, and cervical spine only had a bulging disc at C5-6, C6-7. The lumbar spine, however, had a herniated disc with mass effect of ventral aspect of fecal sac at L5-S1. The patient was diligently has been requested to consider having a surgical consult for her lower back and the neck. So far, the patient has not obtained. Today, she also complains of pain in the middle of the back, for which a thoracic spine will be ordered. It was ordered earlier, several months ago, but patient chose not to do it. The patient has TBI symptom and is forgetful many times, and she's doing physical therapy at Auro Rehab, AURO REHAB services, and she reports of a severe memory loss, severe loss of concentration, focus. And the pain level in the neck is at 4, lower back pain is 5 to 6, and right sacroiliac joint is 7, with some radiation to the right posterior buttock in S1, S2, dermatome fashion. In addition, patient has an ongoing pain in the right elbow, right wrist, right hip, right knee, and right ankle and foot. She has had many steroid injections, bringing moderate relief. The pain level currently is between 5 and 6, with 30% pain relief so far, an improvement in the system. None of the ADLs are reported affected beyond 3. The patient reports that following the system review, a neurology psych patient has dizziness, vertigo, headaches, which are now 4 and 5 and worse on cold days, and associated with the loss of balance, lack of focus, and loss of memory only. She denies any vision problem or vision disturbances. No blackouts or seizures are reported, no fainting episode, and no loss of concentration. She does suffer from anxiety, depression, and tension and weakness. Quite a stressful life. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in the right knee, right ankle, right and the right shoulder, neck, and lower back, especially, along with stiffness in the shoulder, neck, and lower back. In the GI, patient has ongoing nausea and vomiting and stomach pain, denies any diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, or blood in the stool in swallowing. In the GU, patient has no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient has no changes in the pain level. Pain level has remained the same. And there are no relevant changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, and no weight loss or any other trauma. Current pain medications are naproxen, Elavil, Flexeril, and Tylenol with Codeine. The substance abuse patient reports not using any substances. Compliance is the patient uses reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals blood pressure is 122 over 85, pulse is 91, pulse ox is 100. And the rest of the physical exam shall be identical to previous visit of 112-2022 dictation number 0112-090 with the following differences. In general review, please add that the patient has a concerned worry face and no acute distress, shortness of breath or severe pain faces, but moderate anxiety, although she has a good attitude and demeanor. She is able to walk without any crutches or cane or adaptive device, and the gait is normal. In the musculature, please mention that there is a trigger point on the right upper trapezius muscle and into the cervical fibers of the trapezius muscles and paraspinal muscles also in the C2 to L5, especially on the right side, and with moderate spasm and tenderness. In musculoskeletal examination, inspection and palpation is the same as before. Spine tenderness is minimally present in the right sacroiliac joint. Paravertebral muscle spasm is present on the right side only from C2 to L5 bilateral with minimal tenderness, and trigger points are present in the trapezius muscle on the upper fibers and cervical fibers. Paravertebral hypertonicity is not present. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. The forward flexion is 50, extension 60, side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. Spine range of motion, forward flexion is 60, extension 25, bilateral side flexion 30, bilateral rotation 35, and the hyperextension was not painful. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are as follows. In cervical spine, the Hoffman sign, Sperling sign, and Lermit test are negative, distraction test negative, and Soto Hall test is negative. In thoracic spine, Bruce test negative, Slump test is negative. In lumbar spine, Budzinski-Kernick test is negative, straight leg raising test is negative. Contralateral leg rest test is negative, Breger test is negative, Kemp test is negative, and Belinsky test is negative. In sacroiliac joint, only right sacroiliac joint is mildly tender, and patient points the pain to it. Standing flexion test was found negative. Iliac compression test is negative. Distraction test is negative. Faber test is positive on the right side. And Gonsalon test is positive on the right side. The Trendelenburg sign is negative. In the extremities, please mention that except for the right shoulder and right, all the extremities are found to be completely normal now. Both elbows, wrist, ankle are completely normal. And there are no tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, or varicose veins. Range of motion of all other joints except right knee and right shoulder is completely normal. Quick test is negative. No leg length discrepancy is noticed, and gait is normal. The examination of the right shoulder reveals that the patient has a normally appearing shoulder, and palpation does not reveal major spasm or tenderness in the range of motions are limited to 140 degrees of abduction, beyond which a patient does experience pain. And special tests were conducted. The anterior posterior apprehension test is negative. Speed test, near test, And Hawk and Kennedy tests are found positive. Drop arm test is negative. The motor power is 4/5. The patient has tenderness in the area of supraspinatus tendon posteriorly, and some pain is reported in subacromial region, and there is a shoulder joint effusion. The MRI shows the following. MRI is dated 10/4/2021. There is a supraspinatus tendinitis, tendinosis, and mild subacromial bursitis, and moderate fibrosis, capsular hypertrophy of the AC joint, and mild shoulder joint effusion. The examination of the knee joint shows that the patient has no scar or edema or effusion inspection. On palpation, there is a moderate peripatellar tenderness with a little swelling. However, it doesn't feel warm or cold. Apparatus grinding, popping noise is heard. The range of motion is completely normal at 135 degrees of flexion from full extension. Collateral ligaments are tender but not torn. Motor power 4/5. Valgus ferrus abnormality is not present. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer is negative. McMurray sign, Steinman sign is negative, and patellar apprehension was positive. Diagnosis will remain the same. The plan of care is to provide an injection to the right shoulder, intra-articular, right upper trapezius fibers for trigger point, and a right injection, right knee for intra-articular. The patient was advised for a new prescription for thoracic spine MRI and a referral to neurology for brain injury diagnostics at Dr. Matthew Hoseman was provided, and patient was referred to neuropsych as well for treatment, further treatment for therapy. The patient has been missing on it, and somehow she forgot. MRI with the brain neurocon study was already done. And the patient is requested to go any neurologist who can help her and a psychiatrist who can help her. And other than that, the patient is fairly stable. She is actually going occasionally to work, but she has not been able to do full-time job. That would be the end of dictation. The next part of this dictation is the injection intra-articular to the right shoulder. Medical indications are severe pain in the shoulder joint anteriorly and posteriorly. MRI is positive for supraspinatus tendinitis as well as in shoulder joint effusion and AC joint capsular hypertrophy. It appears an intra-articular injection to the right shoulder with cortisone will help provide relief and healing, decrease the need for surgery and also for medications use. The injection was done according to the protocol for the right shoulder with 3 cc's of dexamethasone, 10 milligram per ml, and also with Marcan, 1 cc. The next procedure is an injection of the trigger point injection times 2 in the upper trapezius, one in the cervical and one in the upper trapezius at the junction of the shoulder to the neck. The medical indications are obvious. Patient has a long-standing pain in this area. There is a severe spasm with tender points felt especially on palpation in the upper trapezius as well as in cervical fibers. The patient has a torticollis and a severe spasm limiting her ability to move the neck in either direction. The patient is being provided this injection to relieve the pain and improve the healing and improve the ADLs and decrease the need for any surgical consultation. The procedure was done as follows. After palpating the trigger points properly and marking them, then the area was exposed with the presence of female chaperone. Area was cleaned with betadine and alcohol, and an injection to each site was carried out by 3 cc's of dexamethasone 10 mg per ml and Marcan 0.05%. The needle was withdrawn completely. Number 25, 1.5 inch long needle. The next procedure is injection of the right knee intra-articular with the steroid. The procedure is as follows. First of all, the patient has a long-standing pain in the right knee. It appears that patient may have a meniscus injury. However, her MRIs that were done prior to this were found to be completely normal, but the patient still has pain in the area And it appears that there is a possibility of a meniscus tear that may have been missed by the MRI. The only thing found was a minimal joint effusion to the right knee, and I don't know why there will be effusion if there is no injury. It could be possible that it is a blood leaked and it is organizing. Anyway, we are going to do an experimental trial, like a diagnostic test, to have an intra-articular injection of the right knee with dexamethasone. Hopefully, it will improve her symptoms and no need for any MRI or surgery and pain medication. The injection to the right knee is done according to the protocol. Thank you.